How to be lifted up by God. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thanks for joining me today on the Sunday Sample, episode 52 for Corporate Worship Matters. Do you like to be lifted up by God? As you lead others in corporate worship, do you like to feel that sense of strength beneath you, of God empowering you as you lead others? Don't we need that? In fact, isn't it essential? If we're going to lead others in corporate worship, we need that sense of God bearing us up with His strength, because frankly, you and I know that we don't really have enough of our own to do this. How does this happen? Well, I had an experience this last Sunday that reminded me of the key component, and I think we know what it is. If we're going to lead others, the key component, the key spiritual component that we need, we know it's not about our skills and gifts, really. It's about something else, isn't it? And I think what it's really about is what it talks about in 1 Peter chapter 5. Let me read this, 1 Peter 5, verse 6. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time." That He may lift you up. And I think this scripture has lots of different applications, but it does seem to me to be relevant to our role as leaders of worship, that if we humble ourselves, then God will lift us up. He will empower us. He will help us to be what we need to be, what He wants us to be, what our congregations need us to be. It's humility. The question is, of course, not whether we agree with this, but what does it really mean? And, well, I think at least one thing it means is what happened to me this last Sunday. You see, I was preaching as a guest speaker for the Northwest London region of the London International Church of Christ. And it's my old stomping ground. It's lovely to see old friends and all that. But as I was fellowshipping afterwards, I was approached by Lolu, another really old friend of mine, who is part of that leadership team, of that leadership, the worship leadership and the corporate worship. And he came up to me and we chatted and caught up on a few things. And then he said to me, he asked me, do I have any feedback for him on the worship, on the singing, on the music and that kind of thing? And I was so touched. I mean, I was humbled to be asked. It's not like Lolu really needs to. He's been a Christian a very long time. He's been leading worship for a very long time. He's very experienced. And indeed, I didn't really have much to say, because the quality of the worship, the effectiveness of it, to my mind, was very good. But I loved the fact he asked me. And I think I had one small thing to share, which I will talk about another time. But the attitude, what a great attitude. No wonder the worship atmosphere felt good to me, when you've got somebody involved in leading the corporate worship who has that kind of humble attitude. He's going to be lifted up by God to do what God has called him to do. So here's my question, my challenge to you and to myself. When's the last time you asked someone for feedback? Not perhaps even within your worship team, but outside. Perhaps someone in the congregation, or a visiting speaker if you have one. Have you asked for feedback? You see, we've got to not only agree with the principle of humility, but demonstrate it. And one of those ways is to ask for feedback. Have you done so? Let me know if you have, and what kind of experiences you've had, or perhaps when you do, let me know how that goes. Please leave a comment anywhere you hear this recording, and leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best in community. If you can think of someone who would benefit from this recording and these ideas, then please pass it on. Hit the like button, subscribe to the podcast, leave us some feedback, and I very much appreciate that. Until the next time, I hope that the next time you do gather with all your friends and all the saints, that it will be a time of joyful worship, wholehearted worship, satisfying to you and bringing glory to God. Take care, and God bless.